Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And welcome back to another magnificent Monday on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley. It's March 14th, 2016. Hey, we're going to dive deep into a topic here that's very sensitive. So I know I get a lot of emails, a lot of tweets from moms and dads. Oh, my daughter loves your show. Oh, my 8-year-old son listens to your show. I love it. This may be one, depending on your parenting. Hey, look, if you may want them to hang out and listen to it, you may want them to sit this one out. We're going to talk about big boy, big girl stuff because what happened over the weekend in the Crowley house, I want to share with you because no doubt you've either been through it, you're going to go through it, or you're going through it right now. A little bit of teen bullying action showing up inside the Crowley compound. And the title of this podcast, Who's Up for a Christian Gangbang? So you can imagine, do you want your child? It's up to you. If you're ready, I'm going to give you 2 seconds to tell them to leave the room or stop the podcast in the car, and then we're going to pick it back up. Ready? Count to two. Here we go. All right. So we're hanging out Friday night, perfect Friday night. My wife Angela, myself, hanging out in our little sitting area. Got Susan there. Everybody in a great mood. Just one of those nights. Weather was pretty good, kind of in the mid-60s, sunny outside. You could feel spring coming here in Cincinnati. Daylight savings was this weekend, so you spring ahead. It's light till 8 o'clock at night. You know, everything just feels good. Fresh air, you know. Cabin fever, you got the windows open. The fresh air is flowing through. Our soon-to-be 15-year-old daughter in 4 days from now is sitting in between Angela and I and scrolling her phone. Up comes a Snapchat. If you're not familiar with Snapchat, it's an app that you can get on your smartphone. And Snapchat was invented originally. It was considered to be kind of the quote-unquote sexting app because you'd send a snap. Kids would send snaps back and forth. Didn't have to be sexting. It'd just be a snap that disappears in 5 or 10 seconds. And unless you replay it right away, before viewing another snap that gets sent, it disappears. Okay? Now, Snapchat's used by over 120 million people every month. I got going on it pretty good. I'm on Snapchat, Sam Crowley 11, if you want to find me there. And the story feature is really cool. Look, a lot of big businesses are using it to market, whether you're the Food Network, ESPN, CNN. It's kind of, this isn't a Snapchat training, but I kind of got to, you know, let me just explain for 10 more seconds what it is. You know, conversations we have in the hallway. Hey, how you doing? What's up? Not much. Went golfing. Not much. Went traveling. Went to Florida. Boom. Done. That's it. That's kind of what Snapchat is. It mirrors the conversations that we're having every day. Kind of just, hey, what's up? 5 seconds about life, and here you go. That's a snap. Okay? So kids are using it. It got really popular with kids before the grown-ups ruined it. But the kids were using it because, hey, what's better than being able to send a message and it disappears? Well, you know, nothing ever disappears, but it disappears. Poof. It's gone. So whatever photo you send, whatever vulgar text message you send, it's gone. So Friday, Malin happened to open hers up. It's from a boy in her class, sends it out. I'm sure it wasn't just to her, nor do I think that any of the other 4 or 5 boys that were in the photo knew that this kid was sending it out. And, you know, it was pretty vulgar. I got it right here. I posted it. Let me just see. If you follow me on Facebook, you would have seen it. Here it is. It was a photo of him and a few other guys with the caption, if you want to get gangbanged, then come, C-U-M, over, # douchebags. That's it. If you want to get gangbanged, then come over, douchebags. That's awesome, isn't it? You're kind of hanging out with your family, your 15-year-old, 11-year-old, 10-year-old daughter, your little baby learning to walk for the first time with her trach right there, breathing beautifully. And, you know, oh, by the way, you know I'm going to throw this editorial comment in there. Quote, unquote, everybody in the room, Christians, right? Christians. Oh, those lovely Christians. Can't be their fault, though. It's got to be the enemy. It's got to be the devil doing his dirty work. You know, can't anybody be accountable? because that's just the way the Christian lingo works. And I'm a Christian. And to tell you what, man, I'm telling you, I've said it on the podcast 1,000 times. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get the get out of jail free cards. I don't get the lack of accountability. I don't get saying we're going to pray for you versus getting off your ass and actually doing something for somebody. I don't get the clicks. I don't get how you think you can just skate around life and only memorizing Bible quotes and never having to do anything. I don't get posting all these selfies of yourself doing God's work, bragging about it when you just should shut the hell up and do it and then be quiet about it, you know. And I've made a lot of these mistakes myself, but man, I don't get it. So you can imagine getting a snap like that. And then it disappeared. And my wife was mortified. I was like ready to just go old school on the kid, but hey, the ninth grade, not worth going to jail over, right? But we'll figure it out, get people involved, police, superintendents of schools. There's ways to do things and get it done. Because guys, that's unacceptable on a million levels. But here's the problem. The kid isn't ever going to know that unless there's adults involved. And this isn't him. It's every kid. It's any kid that thinks to do something like that and send a text like that to a girl, basically inviting her over for a gang rape, right? And it's my daughter. So, hey, that's cool. You know, would love to see these people who are nonchalant about it if it ever happened to their kid. You know what I mean? They're the first one to raise holy hell over it. So, you know, there's no accountability at all now, it seems, especially, man, with these just, I don't know if it's this way in your society. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know. I'd love to start a dialogue. Lord knows I got one going on my Facebook page because I'm not letting this one die. I'm just not letting it die. Invite my daughter over for a gangbang. Expect old Sammy boy to get involved, and we'll see how it ends up for you, okay? Christians, get your head out of your ass, okay? And that's God speaking through me to you. It's time to quit hiding behind your Bible quotes. It's time you stop raising your hands in the air, pretending as like, you know, oh, it's just a fallen world. You know what? No, man, you don't get to do that all the time. You got to learn from your mistakes. Here's the deal. I own mine. I hurt people I care deeply about, and I've done it on more than one occasion. You know what? I own it. I don't hide behind a Bible quote, okay? I go to the person. I say I'm sorry. I beg for their forgiveness. By the way, nobody said they're sorry, and it's been 3 days. And I try not to make the same mistake again, but I don't go all hypocrite, okay? I sin every day, but I try not to, and when I hurt people, I tell them I'm sorry. I am so sick and tired of adults making excuses. Here's the classic adult, which, by the way, this isn't the first time we've had some dumbass do this, but let me just say this, okay? We've had girls, we've had boys. Our girls have been bullied just like your girls and boys have been bullied. And the parent's reaction is always, oh, I want to know. Hey, look, let me tell you, my son does something wrong. My daughter, they do something wrong. They screw up. I want to know about it. Hey, Skippy, your kid's screwing up. Here's proof. Oh, the predictable. Oh, that's your kid does something wrong, too. I've seen your kid post stuff on Instagram. Oh, really? Why don't you screen grab there, Skippy, and send that over to me? Oh, I will. I will. If it's the mom, blah, I will. All right, nothing. Crickets ever. But you know what they're really good at gossiping? But they go gossip. And then the bullying gets worse for your kid, right, in school. And this is a society that we're in right now. It's social media. It's raising kids in the digital age. Most parents got their head jammed so far up their ass they don't even know what time it is, let alone what their kids are doing. And you know what they're not going to do? They're not going to take accountability. So you know who's going to force them to be accountability? Parents who don't have their head jammed up their backside that far. People like me and you. So here's what we need to do. And here's my advice. And I'm telling you this because I've screwed up 1,000 times. I've asked the people who I've hurt for forgiveness and I've tried not to do it again. All right? And this is what we're going to do. We're going to start taking accountability when we see kids who don't know any better and they do something very hurtful thinking it's funny. We're not going to just act nonchalantly about it. We're not going to pray for them. Hey, why don't we do that? Why don't we do that anyway? Why don't we pray for our children anyway? You think you're so special because I'm going to pray for them? No. Hey, Dad, why don't you quit spending so much time with your direct reports at work and start spending more time with your direct reports at home, and maybe your kid wouldn't be so screwed up, okay? Hey, Mom, why don't you quit posting 8,000 selfies online and all the different things and stuff that you're doing besides spending time with your children and quit making excuses for your kids, and why don't you try raising them? Isn't that a novel idea? I mean, you had the kids in the first place. Why don't you spend some time with them teaching them right from wrong? And then why don't you do the old A word, accountability? Why don't we all try to do better? Myself included, got both hands in the air, all right? But I'm so jacked up. I'm so pissed off over this weekend and what happened with my daughter and it could be anybody's daughter. I'd be pissed off if it happened to your daughter, okay? So I'm going to do that. I'm moving forward. Sam Crowley, accountability. If I've done you wrong, let me know. And if we can prove that there's something that's been done, like, of course, we can prove to all these parents. You know what's funny? We never have a conversation with a parent unless we have proof. What's funny with Snapchat, they're deleted. We couldn't get a screenshot of it because we were so mortified and shocked. Madeline tapped another snap, and this one got deleted. But we can get it. And I'm not going to share what we're doing right now behind the scenes. We will get a copy of it. Every time I approach a parent, I have proof of what happened, yet they still don't want to believe it. Or they go to the stupid, the other card. Oh, your kid did something wrong. And then, of course, we say, show us proof. And, of course, they don't. Would love it. Would love to see proof of my kid screwing up. We're the first to yank it in them if they do. So let's start getting more accountability, which will breed more success, better kids, better human beings, and a little bit of wisdom will come from that versus the old ostrich approach of burying our head in the sand and hoping the problem goes away because parenting is just too damn hard. All right? How's that for a motivational message on this Monday? Love it, baby. Fired up! Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.